Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Tell Stephen A. I said hello, damn it.
I'm not going to do that.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Ross Tucker coming up in 10 minutes.
Ross.
NFL Odyssey Insider joins us every other week. We'll be talking 49ers.
Oh, I buried the lead. I just looked at that Nike symbol on your shirt and then underneath it, Tulane. Pretty dope. So that's new merch, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Look at my man. Dude, you got to feel good. Hopefully they make it.
Should have brought some stuff home for you guys.
Yeah, because they got some nice colors. Stein, I want to take a second to wish my Uncle Jeremy Giddings a happy birthday. Evan's dad, his birthday today. So shout out Uncle Jeremy. That's my dude. Yeah.
Jeremy? Happy birthday, Jeremy. How you doing?
I want to ask how old he is. Yeah, no, he's got to be. He's got a smart kid.
He's younger than me, probably.
There's no... I hope he's not. Is he?
I'm waiting for the buzzer or the bing.
Oh. All right. Looks good.
I'm a bad son. I still got to call him.
Now that bothers me, Evan. That would have been my first thing I did before I washed my ass. I would have called. That would have been my first phone call, Evan.
Sometimes,
why did you hang me out to dry? That's what we do.
Well, you're going to get here soon, Steiny, but you know, sometimes my dad takes mid-morning naps. And so he's up with the Roosters, and by the time that I'm going to work, he's already on his second set of sleep. So I don't want to wake him up.
Norm wakes up at 5, wakes me up with the news. I get up at 7 o'clock. He's back asleep. What happened? I get it, Evan. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
We're talking Niners, and Brian Baldinger was on with the Morning Roast today, and you talked about Brock Purdy's performance and how he thought he looked. Take a listen.
What kind of rust? There was no rust. It was amazing. Like the way he saw the field, his eyes, his touch, like everything was there. Like he had never gone away. Like he'd been there for the first 10 weeks. It was pretty amazing to watch. And I thought Kyle did a great job of game planning and designing a lot of offense to attack Arizona in predictable coverages. That being said, he still made all the throws.
All right, that was Baldy. All right, so I may have to call him in here, but before the show, Evan showing me the play of the second touchdown that the Niners had.
Okay.
Oh, that was the first one? No, the second one. McCaffrey scored.
First.
Yeah, Brock's first touchdown throw to Kittle.
Gotcha.
And
30 yards.
He said, check this out. And he showed me the play and the formation and that they changed the play at the line of scrimmage.
Gotcha.
And Purdy must have seen something. Mm-hmm. And Kittle ends up catching a ball over his shoulder.
Beautiful.
Basically, it was like, Mac, that's Brock Purdy coming up to the line of scrimmage and making a read that other quarterbacks can't make, possibly.
I give you that.
And like, that's the thing. I don't know if Mac Jones could have made that throw or not, or made that read or not, but that must be the kind of thing that Shanahan sees.
Yeah, and how about this? Let's put it right on the table early, brought to you by Echo Pest Control, Stoddy. A couple years ago, we were talking about Brock didn't have that at his disposal. Kyle has shackles on him. He didn't trust Brock to change at the line of scrimmage. Remember, Brock was saying, well, our audibles are built into the play, but, I mean, for him to see that and call something and throw that beautiful pass, and I felt like, and I'm bringing up Willard because I love him, but I felt like he was talking to the fans, and he told us he was the ones that felt, you know, seemed like they forgot about Brock, and I was kind of part of that, and that's why I was just like, man, this dude's looking and hunting for the big play, eyes downfield, nothing against Mac, but that's why I feel like if that's what it's going to be, Steiny, and this defense may not have another level to get to, and all they can depend on is trying to bend, not break, and get turnovers, I really believe what you just said earlier, last segment, about outside of IU, they're relatively healthy on offense. Why can't you go be or take this offense to maybe just a level or two higher? And maybe that's how you win these games. And if you qualify for the offs, that's how you pull off a first-round upset. Because what I do – Niner fan ain't going to love it. What I love about if the Niners make it, we know there won't be a home game right out the gate. They're going to be on the road somewhere facing a big boy.
Unless they win the division. And can they?
Just the way the Rams are playing right now, I don't think so. But unless, you know, something happens, you know, I don't want to even say any name. Unless something happens to – a really key guy for that team. Like, I think they have everything going for him right now. Like, you know, they really affected Sam Darnold the other day, got him to turn the ball over quite a bit. And Seattle still had a chance to win. They're a very, very good team. But I feel like the way the Rams are playing, they have everything it takes to kind of finish this thing out.
All right, so Baldy, you know, thinks it's a long shot for the Niners to win the division. As for the playoffs,
give it to me.
This is what he said.
You just look at the three games they have in front of them, Carolina, Cleveland, and Tennessee. I mean, they're going to be favored in all three of those games. You could conceivably, if he plays well, at least as well as he just did, they're going to be at 10 wins. They're going to be sitting there at 10-4 with three games to go. That's a playoff team. Where do you go and who you match up with? But, like, they've got the whole season right in front of them right here. And all Brock has to do is, honestly, if he played, like, he threw for 200 yards, nobody's going to get wowed about that. But he had the touchdown throws. He finished the drives. They got the matchups they wanted to do it.
See, Baldy's not afraid
of – well, he was stating facts.
Yeah.
But when you say afraid of what? Is what I would
not,
ask you.
By saying Carolina, Cleveland, gotcha. Tennessee. They have a chance to almost – virtually clinch a spot if they were to win the next three games.
Before you even get to the Bears or Indianapolis.
Exactly. So, I think there's reason to be optimistic about this team getting to the playoffs. And once they get to the playoffs,
anything can happen.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? I will say, though, that, you know, I can't see him beating a good team consecutive weeks. That might be a lot to ask in the postseason.
Gotcha.
But no reason they shouldn't get there.
Yeah, and I've been trying to again. I was wrong on Arizona, and you reminded me yesterday. Cool, you kept spending all week, and I'm gonna do it this week, saying, you know, be cautious of Arizona. It's a division game, but I said the Carolina Panthers are coming in here playing one of their most meaningful games in a while, and Baldy even spoke on that. But Steiny, what if I told you that Vegas has the Niners 7-point favorites right now? So whatever I'm trepidation you hear from me about Carolina and oh, be cautious, ooh, the LeBron meme when he puts his hands up, whoa, Vegas ain't seeing it that way. They feel like this could get ugly.
The defense is obviously the issue with the Niners, and Brian Baldinger addressed that with the morning roast, talking about Robert Saleh and what he's been able to accomplish.
There's only one Fred Warner in this whole league. Like, I still get emotional just talking the fact that Fred's not out there. But here comes Taylor Bethune, really good player, playing great football, gets hurt. Curtis Robinson comes in. Like, he pops that ball loose, him and Upton Stout, at the goal line. You know, and there's Keon White, like, doing what he's supposed to do. Go chase the ball. Get to the ball. and he gets to the ball and they recover it at the 3-yard line. You're seeing guys take advantage of their opportunities right now. And that's coaching. And that's preparation. If I had to, it's 11 weeks and nobody's, you know, nothing has been accomplished yet. But it is really hard not to look at what Robert Saleh is doing to this defense right now. It's amazing what he's done. And he was the one that probably went to bat for Bryce Huff. Keon White fits in with this, with how they play. To see Alfred Collins play like he did and C.J. West and these young kids just scrapping. I can't say that they're uber talented or they even know what the hell they're doing. They're scrappy as hell, though. Like, they're jumping over piles. They're getting off blocks. They're chasing to the football. It's fun to watch them play defense.
How does that not make you feel a little better,
man,
about the
Niners?
Man,
I was like, he should be giving a speech to the defense. Like, that failed team. And I'll say this, Donnie, and this is not going to shock anybody, but the team that's in the red and gold, the Niners, for the last umpteen years, they fight, they play hard, they scrap. That's why against the Rams, I'm going to do revisionist history, there was that screen touchdown to Nacua, and I felt like guys were just Olaying, letting them get into the end zone. And I called it out and I shared that because I was shocked. You normally don't see that. And you saw none of that Sunday. You know, they made it happen, and they held Arizona to 10 points at half. And I thought that game was over then. So now maybe I'm reading the board wrong, Stoney. Maybe they got something in their playbook defensively that could have them in these games, win the ones that you're supposed to, and it sounds like the next three, Baldy feels that way, and then that puts you in the off, and then it offs, and then at that juncture, anything could happen.
Yeah, I mean, I think all things considered, it's been a very, very strange year for the 49ers, but I think you got to love where they're at. You got to love where they're at, minus the injuries. And we'll see what happens against Carolina. Monday night football, when you pick that one.
Yeah.
But that's okay. Ross Tucker going to join us momentarily. He's our NFL Odyssey insider. And, oh, that's right.
What happened?
You know,
talk to me.
I will.
Yeah.
I will.
Oh, boy.
You know what you do. You know.
I got to be, if this were a TV show, I'd be laughing. What does that?
You know
what you do.
You know what you do.
That can be a million things.
And
I bring energy.
I'm really glad that I finally figured it out.
Do tell.
We back.
Oh, you do your political stuff.
We back.
Hey, you do your political stuff on your Facebook. Let me live my life, Stoney. But man, that was a disruptive defensive line led by Quinnen Williams yesterday, Stoney. And the defense was so bad for Dallas that I can't lie. I don't care if it was Logan High who they were playing. I saw something like. I told Shasky this morning, maybe he was right thinking the Niners should have tried to get a guy, because one guy, but they had a few other come back with Overshown. But Stoney, man, maybe the Niners, one guy changes how I feel about this Niner defense, and I'm having some fun, but I don't call you out on your political stuff that you do on the books. So don't want,
no,
let
I'm
me
consistent
live my life.
With that.
No, you said you leave dynamite and then you okay. Run and leave everybody to deal with the backlash. That's too funny. My man saw
my So you making the playoffs? Cowboys making the playoffs?
I'll tell you this. I'm like Niner fan.
It's a yes or no question.
I'm excited to find out if it's yes or no. Seriously.
Mm.
Yeah. Got Philly this weekend. Now, you laughing.
Yeah, I am laughing.
That offense is dysfunction. Something's going on there, Philly.
And this is what I love.
No, something's up.
Yeah.
Just
no,
admit
yeah,
that.
Yeah. No, I won't. They're 8-2.
Yeah. But it's bigger than the
no,
record. They got all the talent in the
it
world.
It isn't.
And they're champs. Something's up.
Yeah, they're 8-2. Is that the best record in the NFC?
I believe so.
Oh, huh. Okay.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying they're scrubbed. They're not. I didn't like you doing that.
Probably. I didn't like you doing it.
It's my post.
They haven't won in like 4 weeks.
We back.
I haven't heard,
like,
a
I heard
peep.
That somewhere.
I haven't heard a peep.
Yeah.
And they beat the worst team in the league.
Spadoni might be listening. Lay off.
Well, who's worse, Tennessee?
No, they're one of them. Giants. Titans.
Yeah, Tennessee.
Man, it's 1-9.
Yes, I mean, how'd the 49ers avoid playing the Raiders this year? Why aren't the Raiders on their schedule?
Hey, lay off, man. They earned that schedule. 6-11, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. But you're going to ask Ross.
What am I going to ask?
What's your, Ross? Well,
I'm going to ask him about the defense.
Yeah.
And what he thinks about it. The 49ers defense, that is, and whether they can be good enough. They just have to be good enough. They got to, you know, ideally they can play at a certain level, and then there's an uptick in the offense.
And we got to give Evan credit because we tried to, in the green room, come up with a comp where a team had a prolific or a great offense, like a good to great offense like the Niners do, you know, with no D, the Detroit Lions last year. All those injuries, they were trying to score 50 because they were giving up 51.
And they got beat in the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah.
But they got there.
Yeah. That they did.
But by the end of the year, they were decimated. Like the 49ers, though, you know, they're missing their two guys, but
and Mykael Stoney, and now Bethune is going to be out. So if I'm Bryce Young, again, I know he's not Joe Montana. I got to think, man, that might be a big deal for this edition or iteration of the Niner defense.
I mean, nobody really knew who Bethune was.
Yeah, man, dude,
and then the guy who comes
winners
in for
too.
Him.
Yeah, so, for that matter.
I mean, this is where Robert Saleh clearly is one of the best defensive coordinators out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, estimated eyes, Bethune's going to be out for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
With a high ankle sprain. So,
but doesn't it feel funny in Ninerland that we're not talking about the quarterback thing? Doesn't it like a breath of fresh air?
Yeah, I mean, yes, and we skipped over it because I don't want to, you know.
No, I'm here for you. Oh, not directed at me specifically.
No, not at all. Just, you know, revisiting the whole, you know, I was telling the boss, I was saying, you know, we talked about Purdy and Mac Jones for a month and a half straight.
Yes, we did.
And there was a lot of talk about, well, Mac might be better, or let's stay with a hot hand.
That was out there, and it was running rampant.
It was out there. And, I mean, you can't deny what Mac Jones did, but I think moving forward with Purdy, there's no issue here.
Yeah, no doubt.
I mean,
and Willard's show was it. That's what he was hammering home yesterday.
Right, but like the reason there was, and there might be an issue down the road, but there after that performance by Brock Purdy, you know, nobody can say anything. I mean, it looks like he came back at the right time. Mac did what he did. Purdy's back, and we should be ready to go. And hopefully, the offense will have an uptick after he comes back.
Well, they have to, Stoney. If they're going to go on what you say, or people are hoping to run, you got to get more offensively.
This is more Brian Baldinger on the. This is whether this version makes the 49ers a playoff team.
You look like the guy that's Kyle and John and Jed, like the whole group would say, no matter how good, you know, Mac played, and he played really well. But they, you know, you kept saying, well, but Brock's the starter. So when he's healthy, he's the starter. He looked like the starter. You know what I mean? Like, it was just decisive. There was maybe two or three balls he'd like to have back where it was a little questionable. You know, like, okay, you really put it in his arm's way. That could have had a different result. Outside of two or three throws, I thought he was extremely sharp. And I thought his footwork, the timing with the routes, his pocket presence, I thought all that was really good.
All right, that was Baldy talking about Brock Purdy. Saying he looked like a starting quarterback. I got to agree.
Yeah, but he had mentioned what you don't like, but I'm going to bring it up anyway. The no throws, and there were just a couple. But, you know, all it takes is one to lose a game, right, from any quarterback in the NFL. So it'll be interesting moving forward, you know, how these teams try to plan to stop Brock Purdy. And if we see more from Pearsall, but him just being out there helps everybody else. So, Stoney, I think the Niners are playing playoff games now. What would you say to that?
No, they're not.
To get in. Yeah, like you said.
They're playing the Carolina Panthers, Tennessee, and Cleveland.
No.
This is not their playoff run.
No.
It's all,
no. What did Draymond say when Jimmy came? To get in, you got to win these
games. They're already in. The Warriors weren't in.
The Niners are not, well, they're in now, but exactly. You got to keep winning.
No.
Huh?
No.
They're not going to come here at 7-5 and somehow they slip up in, because they won't be in the 7 spot, one. And then two, at that point, you got to be thinking, okay, what's going on?
What do you mean?
Your exercise of the schedule will kind of be blown to smithereens if you come out the gate and just lose to the Panthers. And then also, too, the ramifications of that in the standings, then it's like you can't play that game. Or we're just going to go to Cleveland and win.
Let me just be clear.
Yeah.
They're not playing playoff football
right
now.
I feel like
they're not playing playoff football right now.
Their margin of error is razor thin. It's not even about who they're playing. It's about the win-losses.
So that
constitutes the playoffs that started.
Yeah. No.
You feel me?
No, I don't.
You feel what I'm putting down?
Yeah, because you know what?
You hear me knocking.
Maybe the 49ers will get a big break, and in the playoffs, their first game, they'll play a 3-14 team.
Well, that ain't happening.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, they played a big boy.
I'll make a case. This is the
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Opposite of playoff football.
Dude, they occupy it now.
These three teams.
Cleveland got a defense.
Oh, God.
Shadur.
Yeah, exactly.
They're going to see Shadur.
Exactly. Huh? Anyway, you ain't
feeling that, huh?
No.
I think so.
Not at all. Not at all. It's okay to feel good about where the Niners are at and acknowledge that, you know, they got fish. The next 3 weeks.
But your defense is fish, so I don't think you could play that game. Like, the Eagles can do that.
The 49ers are favored by 7 points.
Yeah. Okay, I got you.
Despite what you think about their defense. This is why you're favored in the next 3 games.
Mm-hmm. No,
just meet me.
I'm going to do my best Steinie impersonation.
You know the
games are decided on the field, not the lines, though, right?
I'm going to tell you something.
Injuries
or not, if the 49ers don't make the playoffs after having this schedule, you got to meet me halfway. It will be very disappointing.
I'll give you that.
It'll be staggering.
But I think for the wrong reasons. Like, your reasoning and mine are different.
My reasoning is they're one of the best 7 teams in the NFC, and they should, even with this, they're better than Carolina. I'm not convinced Chicago's better than them. Mm. So it's okay. We can put a little pressure on this team. It's all right.
Well, there's some now. Let me tell it.
With what?
Like, you can't slip up. You just feel like they're not.
Oh, well, they have 3 more losses in them and still can make the playoffs at 10-7 if you win the right games. I mean, are the Cowboys going to be able to get to 10 wins?
I mean, it's there, but they got to beat some teams that right now you think they can't. Starting with Philly, Chargers, Kansas City, and some other good teams. So,
it's going to be fun.
I'll tell you what, if the Niners handle their business, they can't. Because they would be the last spot, the Niners. Niners are right now currently at seventh. If they go do what you think they can do, and a lot of people do, then it's over.
Well, I think the Niners are actually sixth now. I think they're ahead of the Lions at six.
No, I had them at seven. Hold on. Yesterday they were seventh. They were the last spot.
So
Detroit was out.
Detroit's out.
Yeah, right now. That's what I'm saying. Detroit's out. And then that's why I was like, okay, is Detroit a good team to you? And you were like,
they are.
But then why are they not in one of the best? Yeah, Detroit's out right now, Stoney. They're eighth.
Well, who are Detroit's losses to?
Well, we know Philly.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me bring it up.
Minnesota.
That's a tough one. By the way, Minnesota's going to be the spoiler.
They lost to Kansas City.
Okay.
And then they lost to Eagles and the Packers.
All right, so.
When everybody thought the Packers were winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
How's that aging?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right.
Vern!
888-957-9570 is the number. Ross Tucker joining us at 11:30. Ross Tucker at 11:30, NFL Odyssey Insider. And we're just talking about what your expectations are for the 49ers after 11 games. They're 7-4. The way I see it, this team should make the playoffs. They just should. Their offense is as healthy as it's been all season. Which is dovetailing with the perfect point of the schedule, I think, coming up with Carolina, Tennessee, and Cleveland. So I think it's all right there for the San Francisco 49ers. And I'd be thinking playoffs. Mm. I would. 888-957-9570. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment also brought to you by Bay Area Fast Track.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.